And good evening. I know, guys, there's still some daylight out there. I know that the sun is still shining. Yes, but this is your Business and Economic Zone for this week, for this 5th of December week. I know, guys, things are speeding up towards the holiday period. However, the show obviously has to go on. It cannot stand still. We cannot wait until Letty comes. I do not know who Letty is. It was just a normal idiom or saying that my father used to indicate in terms of, if you ask him, so when are we going to do this? And then the answer would always be somewhat sarcastically, but almost to try and tell you, until Letty comes. Now, if you don't know who Letty is, she will never come. However, the discussion for tonight, guys, is a point that I raced over on Friday night's very shortened and very compact session of the Business and Economic Zone that followed just directly after the C-suite that we had on Friday evening. And this is the central bank digital currencies that I indicated. Now, just for reference purposes, and once again, just to indicate here for us, you know, to sort of like sensitize ourselves again, once again, with what CBDCs are. And if you need to know in the scope or in the in how it features in today's discussion, is based upon the Bank of Namibia's indication. They provided this in the form of a call for public consultation and input on central banking digital currencies. These are known as CBDCs. Now, the engagement period is, or the cutoff for it, is actually towards the end of March 2023 next year. Obviously, the window or the scope of it is a good 4 months. And all in, you know, to include it within this range of talking points, this is all about trying to understand, in terms of what they note here, is that the central bank is publishing or has published a consultation paper on CBDCs to demonstrate its commitment to continued cooperation and dialogue with the industry, the private sector innovators, the financial technology community, and other stakeholders in transforming the financial sector for the prosperity of all Namibians. This comes directly from their social media platforms in terms of what they indicated here, i.e. the reason for them issuing the call for participation, or the call for public consultation and input on CBDCs. Now, this actually propels our discussion for this evening. Now, just like the digital currency or the cryptocurrency discussion I had a while back early in the year, yes, guys, do not worry. You can come through. You can ask questions with regards to this, because this is a focal point in terms of how various central banks around the world are actually looking at this. They're actually exploring. They're actively exploring digital currencies. If you've ever seen any sci-fi movie from the likes of Star Wars to Star Trek to Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger up to, what's the guy's name? The Irish actor, Colin Farrell. All of these had a specific indication towards some form, futuristic form of a digital currency. Yes, I know I'm taking you on a bit of a far-flung digression in terms of our discussion. But the first instances were mentioned over there, which were far off from anyone's imagination. Then, Bitcoin was launched in 2008, 2009. Who would have thought? And I was even some of those early, detractors. Actually, I'm still a little bit of a detractor, because the notion of Bitcoin is that it's not owned by the US government. It's not owned by a government. It's owned by a private individual who created a cryptocurrency. They call it a cryptocurrency or a token, crypto tokens. But the essential understanding that you need to walk away from is that it's privately owned by someone. It's not owned by a government. It's not owned through regulation from a government regulator. None. It is, however, regulated in some form or another by government regulators, but the ownership, the risk factor, is not backed up by government legislation, policies, resources, the likes. It's not. So one of the reasons probably why cryptocurrencies have always had a very flaky, very sensitive discussion for many people around the country. Now, I'm giving you a little bit of background. A lot of the cryptocurrency launches, to the guys from Ethereum, you name it, all of them have actively promoted that they are challenging the fiat currency systems. Actively. The fiat currency systems are the financial system as you and I see it. The way we use physical money. The money you've got in your wallet right now. That is fiat. That is a fiat currency. Yes, like the car maker's name, Fiat, F-I-A-T. But obviously the fiat abbreviation stands for something else. Now, these currencies are governed, regulated by central banks all across the world. Now, the basic question is, which central bank will allow a cryptocurrency to challenge the country's currency within the zone that it operates? It's a pure question based upon survivability. If you had to look at something to survive, any government, any regulator that forms part of a government and its government and government policies will obviously look to be in the position of regulation for money, as I previously indicated in the cryptocurrency spaces and discussions here on the Business Economic Zone earlier this year, is that any government will tell you, whoa, money in this space, in these borders, within this zone of Namibia is ours. You cannot pay for anything else without the money that is owned by the government, by the state. It's one of the reasons why I also gave you the statement that no one, no private individual in the country can own money. Money is not yours. Money is for the system, but not yours. Hence the reason you have to pay for goods and services. Because you can't hold on to it. You have to spend the money to make the money continue to pass down in the system. Now, the central banks are exploring a digital version of that physical money that you're looking at, that you're holding in your wallet, in your purse. They're looking at a digital format of it. Hence the reason it's known as central bank digital currencies. The Namibian dollar, but just digital. The Namibian dollar, but just electronic. Now, what I've got here, guys, is pretty interesting in the fintech development of Namibia, wherein our central bank itself is looking towards the future. Nothing much has come from it. They just have so far issued just a notice of call for public consultation and inputs into this discussion, into this platform. But this is now heading forward. But as things always are, I've got you some resources. Now, back in August of this year, the World Economic Forum indicated in their resource, the future for currencies around the world and why central banks around the world are actively trying to do their own thing in adopting digital currencies. I say digital, not crypto. Remember this, guys. I say digital, not crypto. Digital, not, they are both digital, but the one is a cryptocurrency not owned by a government nor by a central bank. The other one is just digital, which is a representation of the physical fiat money system that already exists within the system. So a cryptocurrency is based upon nothing else, however, just the technology that is invested in it. Blockchain technology. Cryptocurrency runs squarely on blockchain technology. Digital currencies are representations of the country's currency, the physical fiat currency, in digital format, backed up by the various and still reliable economic systems within that country. Crypto, not so. So for this discussion, guys, we've actually moved from the cryptocurrency discussion into the CBDC discussion, digital currency discussion. Now, as an update, guys, Australia's central bank is trialing a digital currency to explore innovative ways for homes and businesses to make payments and to transfer funds. More than 100 countries, according to the World Economic Forum, including 19 of the G20 nations, are exploring central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. CBDCs have the opportunity to improve financial inclusion, according to experts, but cybersecurity is still the biggest threat to any digital platform, as well as also that cybersecurity provides the opportunity for forms of digital theft to take place. Now, in Australia's scenario, their trialing of a digital currency is all about looking at how a digital currency can be used to provide innovative and value-added ways for homes and business to make payments and transfer funds. Now, as mentioned, guys, if you have to ask the question, what is a digital currency? It is just the electronic version of the physical money that you have in your wallet, in your bank account. That's all. It's just representing the money value in a digital format on different ways. Now, the explanation given by various central bank governors around the world is that with CBDCs, if you have $10 Namibian as the physical banknote, its digital representation would still be the same. Meaning, you can interchange it from its digital value to its physical value. It's not interchangeable. You can just swap it over into whichever format you wish to have it. Whether you want it in digital or whether you want it physically. Now, there's already such a scenario. If you've ever gone to your ATM, the digital representation on that screen of the ATM indicates to you how much money is in your bank account. That's a digital representation right there. It's a digital representation. Because the screen is interactive, it's got nice graphics, you can select various options, you can input, you can feed in information, and you get projected information in terms of the screen that you're now interacting with. It's already in a digital space. The servers that the various commercial banks operate here in the country, obviously, it's based upon, you know, information telecommunications infrastructure, which is all about representing information in a digital format. So it's already there. The infrastructure is already there. The question, however, is making this infrastructure transcend into a different plane, into a different space.
Global Parts provides quality auto replacement parts you can count on. Keep your Toyota in tip-top shape with our premium aftermarket parts. From fan bulbs, shocks, suspension, service parts, we've got it all. Land Cruiser parts, got it. Hilux parts, we got it too. Corolla parts, yep, we got it all. You love Toyota? So do we, as we care for you. Our wide range of high-quality Toyota parts offer you quality products at affordable prices. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Oma desha dia yamba. Ongo dia suzo kwa dia shikaha yu wala teipe na ukaya foka hoki. Befimbo linya vako enyo bovaji ukadona kwa lita vatipi. Veshi vike na wamo doro paichi. Denge nga hakani filo no mola yongo dia yoyo. Oyongi tuduwa lita idenge walu hapulu wapunga shishito. Nandake ndapalo kulimone na ukalata vahe oloka pana penya. Ahawe, ngalo inaifafa na vaji. Na ikuyo lifeneka nave. Paifo kunapo nukalo kukongolole no mola pone lashike ngeno yo kunyolifoka kalata ka eko vaya kujobo belinepo kushangifo ukalata. Ndengeno taka lashike no mola ya imwa iki. Telela kashona. Hello. Ahawe keshishuso u. Onomola ya ikuwa weekend abala nale.
Inapitiru wapo kumakwa tathano gasmana ngashi suzi. Shangita okakala takoye kongodhi wapo ukarekepo onomora yoye. Tarira po epanjaro kran ko www.kran.na.
Now, the notion is, according to the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, is that central banks who issue and manage these digital currencies are the national financial authorities that oversee the country's currency, the supply of money, and the monetary policies associated in that territory. So anyway, still, you would still have the various other requirements for sure, but they would still be there. They would still be met. They would still exist. So the question here for you, yes, you, the listener, is to clearly define between the cryptocurrencies and the digital currencies. Understand the clear definition that exists. This is not the central, this is not the central bank trying to develop a cryptocurrency. No. Not in the slightest form. Not in any space. No. For a moment, to be honest, I have to share this specific concern. There was a time when I started hearing about CBDCs, and I went, let me try and follow any of the crypto news developments and news highlights. But I didn't pay much attention to CBDCs. CBDCs were being explored back in, I think it was last year or the year before, during COVID. CBDCs were becoming a major talking point. But they only gained steam and momentum in this year. In this year. Most notably, if you have to look after a time period, it was obviously only after the Ukraine conflict. But it had been floating there about somewhere, you know, just for the sake of, you know, someone saying something, it would be explored. But let me first get this call in before we hit the next ad break. Eagle FM, good evening.
Before you go in, Professor, what is CBDC?
So, Uncle Bonnie, you didn't listen from the beginning.
No, I did listen, but I am just hearing you CBD as if you... Because just an abbreviation, because I've listened, but I don't know why I did not get CBD. I've been writing here... Writing here, digital currency.
Okay, so Uncle Bonnie, you already have the DC, which is digital currency.
The CB mm-hmm. is Central Bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Central Bank. Oh, mm. Okay. Central Bank. CB. Central Bank.
Yeah, Central Bank.
But are you saying CDBC?
CBDC.
CDBC.
Yeah.
Central Development Bank of what?
No, Uncle Buana. Central Bank Digital Currency.
Okay. So how are you doing?
I'm okay, Uncle Buana. But do you understand now the difference between a cryptocurrency and a digital currency?
I want now to ask that because you say you should clearly define and explain which one. So I now understand that the digital currency is the one that the bank can go through.
Yeah, it's so, technically going to be a digital representation.
The one that, you know, because this is where our people were duped, né, in this crash of what? Where you give the fiscal money. I'm not talking about other schemes, but there have been a lot of schemes where people were robbed of their money.
Yeah.
So, and I think this crystal one is the one that, where is Mr. Mserelo falling? Because that one was fiscal. You give the money fiscal, you deposit the money. But this one is also different because different from this one. Although the other ones that I'm talking about where you give the money and things like that, then you accumulate a number of people are behind you and what, then you get that one where you give the money fiscal. And that one I think it can be, people can be.
Oh, the Ponzi, you're talking about the Ponzi scheme, Uncle Buana.
Many of those things, the way they, you know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know where does the one that is before the court, where the Mr. Mserelo?
No, but he was. I think he's the charges he faced was based upon foreign exchange trading, forex trading.
In the crystal activity. I mean, in the cluster category, not digital.
Nah, but in that sense, it was still physical money. So there was no.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
The only digital aspect was all about the forex trading. You know, trying to trade, and make more money.
That one is fine. You can always trade whether through this stock exchange, Ghana stock exchange, or Namibia stock exchange, or whatever. That one is not a problem. But I'm saying that where the fiscal money is. That's where the problem, because in terms of crime, so now we are talking about digital. My question was the reduction of crime and missing of life. Because when you deal with this fiscal money, you know, remember you are also endangering your life.
How Uncle Buana, how did we get to the crime thing, Uncle Buana? Your question last time was about what was the charges that Mserelo faced. All I remember was it was based upon a forex trading.
I just wanted to know where in which category is falling. Is it falling in digital or crystal?
You were correct. It was in the physical money format because it was about transferring funds.
That one I sorted it out. But now what I'm saying now, when you introduce the digital system.
Yeah.
I think that one it might also have the potential to reduce some crime.
Maybe not, Uncle Buana. It really depends.
But the white collar crime, this problem where you can send money to the wrong account and what and fraud, that one I know. So I don't know. Maybe how are you going to help the adult like Uncle Buana to understand now the digital transactions and all these things?
That's where I was going to get into now, Uncle Buana. However, all these central banks, from what I've had.
Okay, let me listen to the radio.
Okay, no problem, Uncle Buana. Now, just before I get into the short ad break that is creeping up on me now, the question just in terms of what Uncle Buana was now asking in terms of, you know, the how's it going to be rolled out? I was going to get there. But since so many central banks, even if there are 100 of them, according to the World Economic Forum,
all of them are trialing, meaning they are experimenting. So they still have to see the impacts. The overall understanding behind the digital currencies is, can this thing benefit the Namibian economy? And if you have to look at the economy, this is all about goods and services being traded up and down, left and right. So this is the question that a lot of the central banks are trying to answer. I know Uncle Bona's question is pertinent, which it is, because that is the question that the central banks themselves are asking. Can this thing reliably function like you have physical money in your hand? Physical money in your hand. But instead of carrying the physical money, how would you carry your digital currency? Would this also function as a extension of your bank account? Would this also function as one or other kind of electronic device that has to be developed or that you have to enable, that is not third party owned, that potentially the commercial banks will generate or will manufacture, so that you have to buy it in order to pay through it? Meaning, let's for example say you buy your ATM card, which you already obviously pay for, but your ATM card, right? You don't need to swipe anything. You don't need to swipe anything. Your ATM card has a functionality in terms of, let's make a scenario up. All you have to do is, if you like something, you just select it. You just feed in your bank card and you get asked, do you approve the purchase or not? And you say yes, which is still something similar to like swiping at the shop. But in this sense, the question would then be, like I told you, if you go to an ATM or if you do internet banking, the numbers that you see in your bank account is a digital representation of the money in your bank account. How you access it is already digital, i.e. through your computer screen, i.e. through your mobile phone, your smartphone, i.e. when you stand at the now upgraded ATMs of the various commercial banks. That's a digital representation of the information that pertains to your bank account, to yours. However, digital currencies is something else. Why I say something else? Because this is about not carrying 10 cents, you know, a 10 cent, the physical coin in your hand, but having the representation of that 10 cent in a digital format on a device, or a device that allows you to pay. Do you guys get it? I hope you guys get it. This is not about carrying the physical coin in your pocket. This is about carrying the coin in a representation that is digital. Remember, digital are light signals? Yes. If you guys didn't know, you know, the basics of information, it's ones and zeros, you know, signals. It's like your nervous system. That is the digital representation. That your physical 10 cent in your pocket is represented on a device in your pocket. Hence the reason why I also included whether or not there will be device development taking place. Now, before I continue any further, we're quickly stepping into the short break as promised, which is now creeping up on me, and then we'll come back right after this.
Whether you're a fat cookie or a potaiki, 20K could be on your way. Stay tuned. NHP, we're about you.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pa manate muyuni walela pe. Lelape onkaro ompu woma futiro lokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokato vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko Lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka Lelape nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelape ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Paturura o akaunta yoye oshari eto turamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kandjato koe kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goye hogolola kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM, imba, Lelape nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima we ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tuzengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lelape, imo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
Now we come back from the extended break, and the key component here, you know, as we come back, is the risk. If you ask the question of the risk, now I indicated to you, there are the fears of the theft, there are the fears of cybersecurity threats. That those are clear and present dangers at every moment, at every minute, at every hour, at every second. This is true. I mean, these past 3 months, I've just been hearing of how the cryptocurrencies have been, I don't want to say tarnished, nor do I want to say their reputations have been damaged. But yes, the reputation component has been damaged ever since beginning of this year's Ukraine conflict. But most of it has pointed towards that there's no strong sense of regulation in the cryptocurrency market. Remember what I told you guys at the beginning of today's program. Cryptocurrencies are made by individuals. Central bank digital currencies are owned by the central banks. Now, central bank money, in terms of, if you ask the question of how safe is a central bank digital currency, central bank money, which is similar, you know, which is backed up by the country's economy, is a risk-free form of money that is guaranteed by the state. It's risk-free? Well, you can't say it's risk-free because there's always still some risk, but the country's economy backs up the currency against or in the face of the risk. The risk, obviously, are various kinds of conflict scenarios, like wars, like trade wars, like economic instability, even political instability, even civil instability, various kinds of scenarios. But those are external risks. Then you get other risks, for example, like scenarios of supply and chain that can instantaneously or almost threaten the value of a country's currency. For example, if inflation rises too fast, which could lead to a depreciation of the country's currency.
Now, the European Central Bank themselves indicated that they are expecting to introduce a digital euro across its 27 member states by the mid-decade. Mid-decade is by 2025. In these next 10 years, by 2025. The same also for another European central bank, that being the Bank of England. They also explained that because a digital currency of a central bank is pegged to the country's national currency, it does not have the similar volatility of privately issued digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. These are the digital currencies that currently exist, but they're known as cryptocurrencies. They're known as crypto because they are privately owned. Now, we're still a ways away. There's obviously, you know, nothing wrong with having the discussion now already, but the platform of tonight, for tonight's Business and Economic Zone, is there for you, yes, you the listener out there, to start thinking about what the future holds for every Namibian. The key thing, obviously, is whether or not you can pay for goods and services with this thing. I say thing because it's not in existence as yet. So far, it's just a call for consultation and for public inputs. So you also have the platform to approach the central bank in the space between now up until 31 March 2023 to gauge with them. You know, why are they looking at it? Now, obviously, this does mean that it will revolutionize Namibia's financial market somehow. It will. You cannot ignore it. In some parts, I have extensively spoken about, you know, the Africa Free Trade, a Continental Free Trade Agreement. Potentially, there is always the two perspectives to look at. You know, big players from the rest of the continent that can potentially dominate. Or that we can also then potentially come through with one or other form of dominance, even though the trade agreement will be tailored or should be tailored or is somehow adjusted to our needs. And the whole reason for this agreement is all about the African states boosting each other's, currencies in terms of where we hold on to each other's or build up reserves, foreign reserves of each other's currencies, thus boosting trade even quicker, even more. Now, some of the biggest motivations provided for these digital currencies is supposedly that less and less people walk around with physical cash in their pockets.
Thank you, darling.
Huh? What did I do now?
Thank you for getting circumcised. You went through a little pain to help prevent my chances of getting cervical cancer. That takes a special person.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to protect my family and myself. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729. Or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
The International University of Management, IUM, witete umbo no namba no kushivifa kuja, umanjirorongo odwataya academic year 2023, ukwapatruka, enderina pa ife ulikore paparoe mo education, ukarolongi fikora, ile ukufe o health and social science, Oshoma Ifano, Information and Communication Technology, or Strategic Management and Leadership, na Tai Monica, no Tourism, Osho Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Ikuterera, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies, at Shota Di Monica. Wede de, Oto Monica ko website, www.ium.edu.na. Ile utalere po embiro da IUM, kulipo pepi, mo venduka, mo nkure nguru, mo nkwe diva, no mo mpae, utadi Monika. Wele rutu hangi kongo di ya venduka, 061, ongo di, ne, natunatu, ome wavedi hamano, inda komesho, kufetoko roli rimonjira, toiko mbona kui wainerao, pamwe na IUM.
Now we come back from that quick break right there, and the benefits scenario for digital currencies is still at this stage very small. Why I say very small? The one perceived benefit that the central banks all around the world, even through the European Central Bank itself, that they, I don't want to say profess, but that they indicate in terms of making people or providing people with the ability to be more financially inclusive within a country's economy is that supposedly there's 1.7 billion people who don't have access to a bank account in the world, according to the World Bank, and that this specific barrier can or is a contributing factor towards some forms of poverty. However, it is being touted by the World Economic Forum that a CBDC has the potential to alleviate poverty, has the potential to bring that 1.7 billion people on the planet who do not have access to a bank account into the fold of being participating in the broader economy. Now, please understand, most of these CBDCs are still under trial and error phases. They're being trialed. They are being tested. They are being tweaked. They are being adjusted. Another benefit that they also note is that by making money easier and safer to access, even if it's digitally, a central bank digital currency can potentially improve financial inclusion. Then you've got to look at the resilience scenario, the benefit that contributes in the form of a resilience scenario. For example, if there is a natural disaster, or something has happened in a country. For example, a major storm or a war or, you know, just something that breaks down the physical infrastructure networks that exist. This benefit can overcome said physical barriers in the form of that if there is money that is not available, if cash, you know, physical cash is not available due to a disaster or one other scenario of a failure of payments, a CBDC can provide a form of backup. This is according to the IMF. A CBDC can provide a form of backup because it is a representation digitally of the money in the country. Another one is also reducing financial crime. Money does not have a trace. I can give you $10 now. I do not know who you will give that $10 to. You will not know who the person who you gave that specific same $10, who they will give that $10 to. So the money cannot be traced, just through moving through a couple of hands. However, a CBDC has the potential of being traced, of being measured and monitored. I know, it sounds a little bit too much of being a mechanism of monitoring, but it also will help
data scientists specifically in terms of the economic world to understand how many goods have been traded in a day, how many services have been traded for in a day, how far did money go, how far did the digital currency, to which countries was it exchanged to? It'll obviously also bring up interesting questions in terms of, since you still have the scenario of if you need to trade internationally with a different country, do you still have to convert your digital currency into USD digital currency in order to trade then or to pay for goods and services internationally? You know, like the country's current account, the foreign reserves scenario in the central bank. Would these also have to be representations of digital currencies? How would this work? How do you store it? How does it get, you know, dispensed? How do you collect it? The other aspect that you can also look at potentially is trying to reduce financial crimes. Financial crimes. Now, this would obviously speak towards the likes of money laundering, you know, and also potentially trying to, you know, operate or share fake currency. You guys have always, you guys have seen this in the local media on numerous occasions. Counterfeit notes that are printed and then people try to use it in bars or shops, you know, to try and buy goods and services in order to get these notes floating into the system. The questions obviously would be, how do you try to trace this? If it's digital already, why would you try to, you know, who would be able to replicate a digital currency? How would you try to do this? Now, on the African continent itself, you've got the likes of Nigeria contemplating it. There's obviously in the likes of the BRICS cohort of countries, which includes Russia, China, India. In some of the other G20 countries, you already have Japan, South Korea. I mentioned already the Eurozone itself. They're already considering theirs by 2025. Even in the Caribbean or the West Indies, as it's sometimes also known, which includes countries like Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, all these countries are considering rolling out one or other form of a digital currency based upon the physical currency that is operating within their jurisdictions, their countries. Now, if you're going to ask me what has been some success stories, it's very small, it's very short, very sweet. In the Bahamas, they introduced the sand dollar. Yes, sand, for the word sand, you know, when you go out, what you find outside your door, sand. And this has potentially made it easier for people in that specific zone to transact money across a very big a cluster of islands. In the island of Jamaica, which also began rolling out its own digital currency known as JamDex earlier this year, the Central Bank of Jamaica is expecting savings of up to $7 million a year on replacing, storing, and handling cash. This is just on the administrative side. They are expecting savings of $7 million back into the taxpayer system, into the coffers of the state, of $7 million from replacing, storing, and handling cash. What does that mean? These things, these cash in transit security companies, Potentially, that could see the end of having to physically transfer money across the country. It speaks volumes, guys. a direct benefit to the banking system, a direct benefit to the financial system of a country, a direct benefit to even the commercial banks in a country. Direct benefit. Now, the direct benefit obviously has not yet been indicated on the ground for you and I, for us, ons mense. No, it hasn't been indicated as yet. Because as I said, some of these CBDCs are still being tested. They are still being experimented on. Now, this does make in an interesting proposition. My only concern is where the CBDC discussion actually leads us into. You see, if we get to have a CBDC, that would also obviously then mean that South Africa has to get one. Right? I know. Because our largest trading partner is still in the direct African region of SADC, even in the world, is still South Africa. And still our other SADC partners. Still is South Africa. So the question then still exists. Since we still have the pig that exists, the dollar to rand pig, what's, you know, how will the CBDC feature there? Will the South Africans, are the South Africans also exploring the same route? Are the South Africans potentially also looking at such a mechanism in order to advance their economy in one or other direction, in one or other form? How is this going to happen? What's going to happen from here? What's it going to include? Now that is the next interesting level. I'm actually keeping that question personally for the consultation purpose because I'd like to submit that. Obviously, most of the other things will be explored. My two biggest questions that actually cannot be answered now is a sense of how will we be able to pay for things? You see, if the technologies that exist out there, right, are all manufactured by third parties. If you guys didn't know, if for those of you who have a Samsung smartphone, Samsung brought something out, was it 5 years back or 6 years back? Samsung Pay. You guys remember that thing? They roll it out in specific mobile phones of Samsung. However, it is a specific mechanism that supports CBDCs to pay digitally. It is a mechanism that does so. But it's a question of, will it be based upon third-party technology being used or leveraged in order for us to be able to roll out to use to have control of these digital currencies? Will we be able to derive any direct benefits? Will we be able to pay for things directly, like your water and electricity, like petrol, like food, giving money quickly to a child to go to spend money at the school, at a tuck shop, those kinds of scenarios? However, this brings us to the end of tonight's Business Economic Zone.
Okukara nehimo matulido wachua ngungu mwana Namibia. Oromendi ya Namibia okutulungira mo ministri yotutu mbono wikunwa omewa no matuni nowehi. Yatua mwama ungulido veta ye hiraka mwaha oicha tano yomburo mayuweva lina mbali okuhongera rapochi ungula chomana neno wehi. Oveta nji ibatila kucho munda uhe makale nehi ihijimachi batile kuithapo odondurumbata mehiraka mwaha. Ihimachi ya nenithiwa okutulungira mwama ungulithiro wa uthemba okukara nehi mehiraka mwaha. ochirata chombadu chicha demburu kwa machia njo utemba wakukara nehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha gundo chirata chehi romatulilo waka mwaha murukondwa luhe amachia kuroma ningira wakukara nehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha. Ministri maikondono mahingeri po nokutwa odonjibi thirohunga na mbiu njiru wapo ukudhako Namibia Land Administration System omulaliwa Namibia wa machevere nomana neno wehiraka mwaha. Owana mahi mwamatulilo waka mwaha nga mechitoma ningiro wakuchangitho mahi waono uthemba wakukaranehi mwamatulilo waka mwaha dumawe ungulitha kwa matulilo po kwa ututa uthemba wakuya themithi hii ochongecheva nukukaranehi okungulitha kwa viungula ominandengu mehiraka mwaha. Ba muno mbwiro mwa machangithiro wehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha leungulithe hindo oule womwinyo nukuhi na udeu. Kodho mbwiro do machangithiro wehi mwa mahi waka mwaha lero shanai. Okuya njongwidi kilo kobana mahi, obathuwerwa wao, obanache vao, na imba mbehupa muo okutithira odhondekuro nandumade ya ehindi. Okuya njera okakotike hii okulirako mundu umwe kwa uchapeha kara omararaka neno wehi. Okuchito wachiri kukucha obana mahive no hatwe mwamashangwa buma uyalitha omikoka vye hirao no unene we hirao. Okubatero batule okuchite hii no kutide hii ndi hii na mwini kucha ve ungulithe roko mario no kobi ungulithu wabiyao. Okuyanja ohaude u kuhona pale wambadhu okupupalitha ondiaka hamomahi wakamwa. Okuyanjero uthemba uokuningira ochifuta indu ohoromende shia ungulitha ehiro ye kondungiro shimuna yodonjira po yo manene palithiro woshirongo po omekulithiro ngamwa. Okuyanjo matha konjeverero yo uthemba wabaka dendu, obahepa uke, obahepundu, oyonambe ifi wakombunda, obafiona, obavere, obarema neno bakurundu. Oministri maitunduza obana mahi okuchito maningiro wakukwithiko mahi wao okupitira mwa machangithiro wa uthemba wakukara nehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha. Otututu okuchito maningiro motu wadha povirata vyombadhu na podho mberodho ministri yomahi yopopedhu naobe. Ehiro ye oru ya bedhoroe maunjuye chito maningiro na ikokucha uli shangithi. Namibia, Namibia ehiretu ochirumatwa chetu omutongatima wetu. Odo programa do mekulitiro wehi roshua ngungu nongwili kilo kudako horomende ya Namibia uruwano romahi wa Europa no maunguru waku mwe kweno horomende yehiro bandu ishi kutulungira mwambanga yo mekulitiro yehiro bandu ishi konjibitiro komurunga hakana rupa romapilitiro odombude do ministry yo matu nino wehi omeba notutu mbona wikunwa ponoro hambo umwe no imwe
ombali ouliri hambo datu hambo bali omubyo ombali omubyo.